Page 30, measure number 24-366, North Marion School District. Referred to the people by the district board. Four-year local option tax. Question, should North Marion School District impose 74 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for operating purposes for 4 years, beginning 2014-2015? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, this local option will provide supplemental operating funds for the North Marion School District for 4 years, starting July 1, 2014, and ending June 30, 2018. These funds are to restore programs lost due to funding cuts from the state and to maintain and enhance operations in educational programs, instructional materials, technology, safety operations, maintenance, land acquisition, and other operational and capital needs that may arise. The tax should raise an estimated $583,336 in fiscal year 2014, $595,002 in fiscal year 2015, $606,902 in fiscal year 2016, and $619,040 in fiscal year 2017. Upon passing this measure, the district would be eligible for a state equalization grant at a current rate of 53% of the total of the local option proceeds. This would bring in an estimated $309,168 more in fiscal year 2014, with no additional taxes to district property owners. The equalization grant is up for renewal each biennium by the state legislature and could fund, though this is not guaranteed, additional proceeds for each of the last three fiscal years the local option is in place. Explanatory statement. Oregon state law allows local school districts to ask voters to approve supplemental operation levies, known as local option, to help support a district's annual operating budget. These local options are limited in both the amount of tax that may be levied and the length of time the levy is in place. North Marion School District is asking its voters to approve a 74 cents per $1,000 of assessed value levy for 4 years, beginning in July of 2014. Both the amount to be levied and the length of the levy are lower than the allowable limits. The property owner with an assessed home value of $200,000 would pay approximately $148 a year or $12.33 per month on this levy. The levy will generate an estimated $583,336 in additional revenues for the district in 2014-2015 fiscal year, which represents just under 3.5% of the overall revenue expected for the 2013-2014 school year. Should the levy pass, North Marion, because of its current poverty level index, is eligible for a state equalization grant. The equalization grant would provide an additional approximately $309,168 to the district at no additional cost to taxpayers. The district can only access the stabilization grant funds if the levy passes. The grant is part of the state budget and is up for renewal each biennium, and while the first year of grant funding is guaranteed, future grant payments depend on the state's renewal of the program. The district will use the funds to help restore programs that have been cut over the past few years due to the economic downturn. In addition, the district will seek to invest in technology upgrades, instructional materials, instructional and support staff, safety measures, maintenance, land acquisition, and other operating and capital needs that may arise. Submitted by Boyd Kaiser, Superintendent, North Marion School District 15. No arguments were submitted in opposition to measure 24-366. Page 31, argument in favor of measure 24-366, vote yes for sustainable excellence for North Marion students. We encourage all voters in the North Marion District to vote yes for this local option levy. We have a great school district in our community that delivers a modern education to our children and prepares us all for a better future. Benefits include the development of leaders for the next generation and children prepared to meet the challenges of the ever-changing world. Our community benefits from supporting our schools by creating a more desirable community to live in and increase property values as more people choose to live in the district. The levy will be used to buy instructional materials for the classroom, install safety equipment across the district, bring back staff cut through years of state budget cuts, purchase technology for students and staff, restore supply budgets that were reduced or eliminated during the budget crisis, buy equipment for the career and technical education, support sixth-grade outdoor school, repair, replace, and add band instruments, repair and replace outdated heating and cooling systems, repair flooring, lights, and ceiling tiles, support facilities repair and acquisition. As we enable our schools to deliver a modern education to meet the new standards, the district will also be preparing to increase building capacity in 2018 to meet the expanding student population. As our community expands and becomes more diverse, our schools must also adjust to meet the community needs to deliver a wider curriculum range. The district has already begun to make important changes for increased technology in education, and this trend must continue. Vote yes for the North Marion Local Option Levy to enable our community to remain strong and grow. Together, we can make North Marion the pride of our region, give our children the education they deserve to compete in a modern global economy, and make our children the ambassadors of our community for the future. The North Marion School Board. This information furnished by William Graup, North Marion School Board. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's a reminder. Has your voted ballot been received by the elections office? Track your ballot at www.oregonvotes.gov. Check your registration status. You must be registered to vote by April 29th in order to vote in the May 20th primary election. Go to www.oregonvotes.gov to find a drop site. Your ballot must be received by 8 p.m. May 20th. Also, to track your ballot, use this new online tool to find out if your ballot has been received by your county elections official. For more information about voting in Oregon, www.oregonvotes.gov, 1-866-673-VOTE, or 1-866-673-8683. TTY number 1-800-735-2900. This number is only for the hearing impaired.